Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now, I have with me my six-year-old daughter, Cora White. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Cora.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You wanted to talk about princesses today, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I know that you have encountered many princesses in your 6 years of life, and you even stated that it could be 11 or more. Talk about the princesses that you know about.
Well, there's Elsa and Anna, which have Olaf and Kristoff and Sven. And there's Ariel, Mulan, and Merida. And there's also Belle, Tiana, Cinderella, and Aurora.
If you could pick out two princesses that you really love the most, which ones are they?
Anna and Elsa, because I loved Frozen since I was two.
What is it about Frozen that you like so much?
Everything.
What specifically do you like about Anna and Elsa that makes you put them at the top of your princess list?
I like Elsa because she has no powers, and I like the snow. I like Anna because she's plain.
You're more like Anna, or do you feel more like Elsa?
I feel more like both. Sometimes when I dress up like Elsa, I feel like her when I have magical powers. If Anna and Elsa were real people, I would be so excited, get crazy, and get so happy that they're real people.
We were talking about Rapunzel the other day and how you would like to have Rapunzel on the Mark White Show. What is it about Rapunzel that you like so much?
She has long hair, and I'm making sure that I'm going to have long, really, really long hair when I grow up.
So long that some boy could climb up a window on your hair?
Yes.
What do you like to spend your time doing when you're at home?
Watching princess movies.
School is out, and I know that you didn't get to finish kindergarten with all your friends and Miss Brandy. How do you feel about the fact that school closed early?
Fine. It's great. I mean, I don't even have to do homework anymore.
Are you looking forward to the first grade?
No.
How come?
I don't want to go to first grade.
Because you liked kindergarten so much? And you'll miss Miss Brandy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll get to see Miss Brandy at school?
I'm not so sure.
Will she wave at you if she sees you?
Maybe.
The big question is, will she remember you? Do you think Miss Brandy would remember you?
Yeah.
Would you remember Miss Brandy?
Yeah.
What are your big plans this summer?
Well, I really wanted to go in the pool, which we're going to throw away. And I'm going to play with the dogs, watch TV all morning, one day, play with my toys, go somewhere. That's it.
Tell people about your dogs. What are their names? She's opening up her drawing
Samson
book.
Samson and Colorful.
Samson and Colorful, and she has the two dogs drawn on a book she has. What is the difference between Colorful and Samson?
Samson is 70 and Colorful is 19.
70 and 19. That's a big age difference. Does Colorful get excited when you come outside?
The first time I ever came outside, she was so crazy. I could not stop her.
How about Samson? He just happy-go-lucky dog, doesn't jump too much?
No, he doesn't jump at all, but he doesn't like to dig anymore.
Oh, he used to dig holes all the time, didn't he?
Colorful loves to dig. She digs up my playgroup. She digs holes everywhere in it.
Well, getting back to something that doesn't dig holes typically, your princesses. You wanted to share about the princesses. You have more that you would like to share, Cora?
Yes, and there's typical things that I need to know about the princesses. There's Olaf, which is one for Elsa. For Anna is her doll, which I love Anna so much. And Tiana, there's the frog, Cinderella, her glass slipper, the mice. For Tinkerbell, she is my favorite fairy. She is the best fairy. I've never seen a fairy. I'm trying to wonder if they're real.
Do you feel that they're real?
I feel they're real inside. My brain tells me they're real. My heart knows they're real.
What would you like to do if you saw Anna and Elsa right now and they came over and knocked on the door? What would you want to do with them for the day?
I would be so excited. I wish that I could watch Frozen with them, but without the Roku remote, I can't do it.
Is the Roku remote missing?
Yes.
I hadn't heard about that. I'm glad that you could talk about princesses today here on the Mark White Show.
It's great.
Let's take a quick break and come back and we'll close out our segment and you can tell everybody your final thoughts about the princesses, okay?
Okay.
Right now we're talking to Cora White, my six-year-old daughter, here on the Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. When we come back, we're going to talk more about princesses and we're going to close out this conversation and she wants to share with you a couple more messages about princesses and the importance of princesses in her life. You are listening to the Mark White Show and I am your host, Mark White.
A tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mom and Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mom and Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mom and Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mom and Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19. But they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Welcome back to a special edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now I have with me special guest, six-year-old Cora White, and she's continuing to share about princesses today and what they mean to her. She talked about in the first segment her two favorite princesses are Elsa and Anna, and she described what she likes about them. She feels like she's a little bit of both. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Cora.
I'm glad to be here again.
Tell me a little bit more about princesses as we close out to listeners this special program, and tell people your thoughts on the importance of princesses to little girls.
My favorite princess in the world is Anna. and she's the most princess that I love. Well, how I feel about her, she is so fussy about things. And she can fight so hard, and that I can fight too.
When we talk about princesses, do you think that it would be a sad world if there were no princesses and little girls didn't have princesses in their life?
Yeah. If I didn't have Anna and Elsa in my life, I would be ruined.
Well, I'm glad that Anna and Elsa are part of your life, and I'm glad that you enjoy the princesses so much, and I look forward to watching Frozen with you later, and maybe some other princess movies, okay? Do you have any final words, Cora, that you would like to share with listeners? Oh, and one thing I didn't ask you about was your favorite food. I'd like to know what your favorite food is.
Everything except biscotti, coconuts, watermelon is what I like. I don't like mangoes, peaches. I love peaches.
Well, there's peaches right now at Isom's Orchard. They're ready. We could pick up a basket of peaches. Did you say you don't like spaghetti?
I don't like biscotti.
Cora.
Not anymore.
Well, the next time I make it, I'll have to think about that. I always thought you liked spaghetti. Your favorite food. What is your favorite food of all foods?
Mm-hmm. Kiwis.
Kiwis? Wow.
No, that's not my favorite.
What is your favorite?
It's strawberries, kiwis, and
Well, Cora, I'm so glad that you could join me here on the Mark White Show today. It's always a pleasure to have you. Of course, you're my sidekick. You're my special help for the Mark White Show. And I know that people appreciate hearing you on the Make a Difference Minute and during the show. Thank you for your support of the Mark White Show. I love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
Folks, that was Cora White. She was talking about princesses, her favorite foods, maybe the foods she doesn't like so much. I hope that you enjoyed this special segment with Cora today. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
And I'm his sidekick, Cora White.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my